Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. California,
yeah. Ellie French, KETV Channel 7. Tuesdays with Ellie on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Not too shabby, eh?
That sound clip's staying forever.
I was really hoping that wasn't going to be there anymore. I think I need to say something else cringy to replace that one.
Yeah, go ahead. More, anytime.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It'll come. Just wait. It's going to happen.
ISO play for Ellie here, everybody.
Clear out.
That one is so embarrassing. I was just hoping it wasn't going to be that one, but nonetheless.
So as we mentioned last week, crazy point of the year where there's basketball everywhere. You're following which Creighton team?
I'm following Creighton women to South Bend, Indiana.
South Bend. Maybe they could pull off another crazy run. I don't know. They've been pretty consistently good the entire year.
You know what's crazy? They play on St. Patrick's Day at Notre Dame. Are they going to feel the luck of the Irish?
I don't know. That probably is not very good omens.
You don't think? Really?
Not for Creighton.
Yeah.
It's definitely good for Notre Dame.
At least they don't have to play Notre Dame Friday.
Right.
And they don't know yet who they have to play. But
right,
the good thing is,
a playing game.
Yeah, because they're going to play either the winner of the Mississippi State-Illinois game Wednesday.
Right.
But I believe they'll get in and be able to watch, at least, is what Coach Flannery was kind of talking about, is being able to watch both teams live as opposed to the
Huge.
Film, which you know they are. But So I'm excited.
So we are right. Apparently, we are the geographical center between Denver and South Bend.
Apparently.
Which
eight
I
hours,
had no idea.
8 hours in both directions because my coworker Matt Foster will be covering the men in Denver.
Did you have the pick, or did Matt have the pick?
Well, we kind of went based off of what we did last year because I actually covered the women in the Sweet 16 and went to Greensboro, North Carolina last year, covered them in the Sweet 16. Of course, they beat Iowa State, so they're like, all right, we're going to stay and cover them in the Elite Eight.
Stay out there.
South Carolina, and I was ecstatic about that. It was probably one of the highlights of my year last year was getting to cover them on that run. And
so cool.
Also, just like, I mean, I played basketball growing up. I've always loved women's basketball. Like, my dream was to play at Tennessee for Pat Summitt. Candace Parker was my girl. Like, I was like, I'm didn't
Candace
happen
Parker
obviously
is everyone's girl, I think. Yeah,
I love her. Yeah. And so women's basketball, just always been a fan. And so when they got to play South Carolina and just seeing like Dawn Staley there and like I was like in awe.
It's a different deal.
Yeah.
It's a way different feel big time college basketball.
Yeah. It was so good for the program too. Just such a good run for them. And I mean, after they upset Iowa, it was just like, this is such a different energy now and different feel. And then beating Iowa State too Iowa State just won the Big 12 championship this year. Like, they're good.
And we were talking about experience right before this with the Creighton men and how, you know, they had a couple guys who were on last year's team. And I mean, you talk about the Creighton women, they brought a lot of pieces back from that team that went deep in the tournament.
Exactly.
But you never really know. Like, this is what I was trying to say. Like, it's a one game deal. And, you know, same thing with the Creighton men. They could lose. I could see them losing in the first game. I could see them making a really deep run.
I know. It's going to be, again, because we don't know yet who they're going to play, so it'll be interesting. But I still feel confident that they can win this first game.
The men.
I feel like the women can. I also think men, too. Yeah. I do. It'll just be interesting to see who they end up with. I haven't thought too hard about, like,
better about the women than the men. But, yeah.
We're going to assume that Notre Dame will win their game and then they'd play them Sunday, which that'll be tough too. But everyone thought last year there's no way they're going to beat Iowa City, and they did.
They're such a tricky team for really good teams to go against because they're so unique. Like, they're so unique in the way they play. They have everybody could shoot the three and is willing to shoot the three.
Yes.
And that's sort of what they've been like. So they're capable of beating just about anybody in the country,
yeah,
which sets up well for you when you play in an NCAA tournament.
I know.
Trying to win a national championship.
It'll be huge. And I think we kind of touched upon it. We did like a little kind of mini feature on Morgan Molly earlier in the year and just sort of talked about, because she's always kind of been, she's been a big three-point shooter for them and like was last year, but she's really transformed her game this year to become more of like your typical post player and doing moves like in the paint and some mid-rangers, and really like elevated her game to help them in that area, and like still shoots the three extremely well. And then of course you've got Lauren Jensen who does too. And then like Rachel Saunders plays amazing defense for them, like leads the team in steals and is just really sets the tone defensively. So it'll be interesting because they did lose Tatum Rembau from last year's team as their point.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah. And then, but Molly Mogensen has done a good job stepping up in that role. And so I think they can be very dangerous.
I think so too. So, yeah. And they're so connected. Like they know exactly what they're doing out there too. And that's a sort of a hallmark of the Creighton program. How was, so that'll be fun. How was state basketball last weekend?
It feels like such a blur.
It does.
It was a lot of fun though. I mean, both game, because predominantly, like we covered the C1 championship a little, and that was cool to see Ashlyn Greenwood win their second one. That was really good.
Gets all the way to the final again.
I know, yeah. And so that was cool for them, just because that last year was their first one, their first state title, I think, for the program. And so to win back to back is super special. And then the Class A and Class B championships were fun too.
I didn't think it would get. I didn't think it would get as kind of out of hand as it did in both of those Bellevue West games, but the Miller North Gretna game ended up being really, really good on the Friday night.
Yeah.
But you know, Bellevue West, they had a couple challengers throughout the year, but I didn't think they would run away with it the way they did.
And yeah.
Doetzler was kind of unstoppable and a lot of what they did sort of was.
It was really just full circle, especially for Doetzler, just having wanted his freshman year and then like the heartbreak of losing the last 2 years to Miller North and play, like it's one of those things that just the storylines set themselves up so perfectly.
It's crazy to think about how we've had, you know, that's four straight years of those same two teams in the title games.
They've
had different iterations, similar sort of like cores throughout, but like different iterations of that team. I mean, that's sort of unheard of. I can't imagine that they're, you know, that's a pretty good run of those two teams playing each other with a whole bunch of different players, most of which you have gone on and played college basketball too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of talent.
It's crazy. I wish I could have been here like when it started, like that first year. I wish I could have been here to see that. And
that was the COVID one, wasn't it? Or maybe that was the year before that.
It may have, let me think, because that would have been 2020.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So that, yeah, that was the year. So
yeah.
I was doing the game and, Miller North is up probably 14, I think, in the last 3-4 minutes of the game.
Okay.
And Bellevue West rips off like a 14 or 16-2 and it was capped off by Doetzler hitting a huge three.
That's right. I remember that now.
As a freshman. Yeah. And there was like 100 people there. Because they had closed it down like the day before that, and everybody sort of went in, and that was like the last sporting event that we had in the country for a long time.
I'm glad it was able to happen though, because I mean it's a blast.
It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen though.
Yeah,
I'll never forget that
one. Was it just so like, because you're, oh my gosh, this is amazing, and it's almost like you're the one giving the energy because there's no one else. Were there families there?
I was families, and they all had to sort of be a little bit separated.
Yeah.
But I was just driving home the entire game like, this is it. This is the show, and we're probably not going to see another sporting event live for a while.
It's
and
crazy.
That was very, very odd.
Yeah.
Speaking of very, very odd, so cutaways during your highlight packages?
I have a lot. I don't know. There's a lot of cutaways I use.
Yeah, but the state tournament specifically, there was like a weird guy that was sitting there just kind of, you know, bumping up and down. So you told me after that, you're like, I use you for one of my cutaways. I was like, oh, hell yes. Because as I told Josh and you yesterday, Sunday, I love attention. I love attention. I live for these things. So what I did is I immediately went to your website and grabbed the thing and I pulled it and I put it out on Twitter. And then it
amazing.
Turned into a caption contest.
I was going to say, I saw Bishop's like tweet. It was perfect. Well, the thing is, I usually use... It just depends where I'm sitting, but I'll usually use like Mike Patterson from the World Herald is kind of, or I use Andy a ton too, of course, because he's right there. I'm just like, why not? You know,
about somebody like sitting there, you know, what if they have like a weird, you know, wig on or something like, maybe that's what I need to do.
Then they're definitely going to be used as a cutaway.
All right.
100%.
Cool.
It's always like,
now you know.
So that's a hint. You tell people out there what they need to do in order to be seen on TV. If you look weird, it
just
probably
sit
is.
Like enough by me where I'm like shooting on the floor and there's a good chance you probably will.
There's something.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I'm always trying to get like the student sections and the coaches too, and like fans in the stands or the mascots if there's one there, but like I'll just switch it up sometimes.
The clip, it felt like a moment where I really needed to like turn and look at the camera and do one of those things.
You really were engaged though. You're just,
I was not aware.
Yeah. You were like, okay, like bopping along. Something good had to happen. You didn't look bored out of your mind. You weren't on your phone or anything.
Well, that was the West Side Bellevue West game where it ended up being like, you know, like a 30-point game. So,
something obviously early enough though was engaging.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. I don't know how it was that engaged.
But it was a good time. And you know, the Class B game was big too, obviously with Connor Milliken and Platteview. But Scutt victorious again.
Yep.
So, but you know,
it was an interesting year for state. I think it was a little bit of a down year for the state in basketball in terms of talent in general, and that sort of comes in waves and all that stuff. But there's still always such great stories every year.
Yeah. It nonetheless
and there
always
was, and there was again. Okay, so you are off to South Bend.
Yeah.
What a lovely place. Have you ever been?
I've never been. It's actually kind of, you know, as I think a sports fan, I'm like, it's kind of always been on my bucket list. It would have, because I'm like, oh, it'd be fun to go see like a Notre Dame, like to see the football stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, Rudy was like one of my favorite movies as a kid, of course.
Of course.
So I thought it would always be kind of cool. And to see the Touchdown Jesus mural will be fun. I wish it was going to be a little bit nicer of a weather, but I think it's pretty even. So at least I'll be used to it. But yeah, I'm excited to see it, and I'm just excited to see what Creighton women do.
Yeah,
me too. It's gonna be. It was, like I said, so much fun covering them last year. I mean, it was a blast. They're just a fun team, and Jim Flannery really sets the tone for that team just like hard work, but having fun and not being too serious, but showing that they mean business too.
Yep,
it's a good balance.
It'll be a fun, hopefully long extended weekend, and then who knows where they might be at. They might be at next. Elia, thanks for stopping by as always.
Of course, thank you guys.
We will do it again next week. We'll come back, pull questions, tell you what to watch tonight as we round things out on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.